When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And the mics are hot, so I guess we start the show. What's up, everybody? Look, we got a good, nice little crowd here at MGM National Harbor.
Wow.
What are these degenerates doing here at 6 in the morning?
You guys are sickos.
It's our annual holiday show at the Sportsbook at MGM National Harbor. We invite anybody to join us. Look at all the recliners full. I figured maybe by 8 o'clock there would be a nice crowd, but there's a nice crowd right to start the show.
I knew you all were degens. I just didn't know.
Degens.
Are you like gambling degenerates? Or are you just like junkies degenerates?
Degens, underemployed.
There's some.
Unemployed.
Let's be real. Vinny is a gambling degen.
All right. Yeah. Look, I think we have quite a few of those.
I mean, Vinny's cool because he goes along for every one of our parlays.
He posts them all.
Because Cakes posts, he'll send me a text to put up at like 12:05 on Sunday after 50 people have asked, what's the parlay?
They do.
So I just put Vinny's play.
They're desperate to tail us and be big fat losers.
You got two winners. He might be up.
Speaking of parlays, the god awful Boston Celtics.
They lost last night.
They lost to the Bulls at home. They were like minus 1,400 on the money.
Meanwhile, the Wiz won.
Round of applause to Cakes because every time he goes to a Wizards game, they win.
2-0, baby.
Thank you. Even though I don't want the Wizards to win, they win.
I don't know.
The jinx powers have been reversed, apparently.
I mean, think about the odds of that. They are 4-21.
And I've been present
for 25 games, they are 4-21.
Correct.
And somehow you've seen them win both times you've gone to a game.
That's right. Saw them beat the Nuggets when Jokic poured in 56, I believe. And last night, full disclosure, did not stay to see the victory.
Right.
But we bolted a little bit early out of Capital One, but I was there for three quarters of it, so I will take credit.
A blind man could have hit more threes than LaMelo Ball.
Well, he took 9 in the first quarter.
He was 3-18, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the Wizards won, because he was 3-18.
Well, he had 34 points. You see how many shots he took?
Yeah, he took 32 shots.
How would Morgan Wooten have felt if you'd taken 31 shots in a game?
Well, I know I would have made more than 11.
That's true. That's a very good point.
And I would have been better than 3-18 from threes a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a good time last night. Guys' night out last night at
great
RPM.
Time.
Pre-gaming, and then at the game.
By the way, shouts to Valdez for setting up everything at RPM.
Nice job, man.
Valdez looked like a conquering hero. I mean, we walked in. There was a private room. There were more apps. I mean, the apps could have fed everybody in this room. There were so many. The drinks were flowing.
They were good, too.
Drabby and I, we found a new drink.
What's that?
I believe the name of the drink was it Bubbles and Spritz?
Giggles
and Spritz.
You know,
here's
that,
a combo.
That didn't sound great, Case.
Giggles and Spritz. I know it sounds a little weird, but Prosecco.
Sounds a little foofy.
Prosecco, vodka, and wild strawberry with some fruit thrown in. It was delicious.
I got to tell you, my head hurts like that.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't go hard last
Good
night
start
at
to
all.
The day.
I know, but
when I went to bed, what did you do?
I went to bed, but I started early, man, because I went to the blackjack table.
And you got slaughtered?
And I had a couple IPAs.
This is what happened at the tables. This with this.
Yeah.
Elbow drop.
I think my man, what's my man's name of the bartender? I think I need a Bloody Mary.
you're going to light this firecracker early. I mean,
because my head hurts.
Why? Yeah. You only had one beer there, right?
All right, hold on. I had two IPAs at the table. No, sorry. I had a roadie from Ashburn. Right.
Shocker.
Because it took me an hour and 40 minutes to get here.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
When I saw that on my ways, I was like, there's no chance I'm driving to MGM before going to D.C. So I drove straight to D.C.
All right, so roadie got here, made a little small one up in the room, at the table, two IPAs. Did the shot at RPM.
That was a good shot, though. I liked it.
And then when we went to the Hennessy
Lofts. Take the shot.
I didn't finish it. I had a little bit.
Went to the Hennessy Lofts, had a Jack and Ginger.
Yeah.
And, well, we had champagne, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but I'm
finished. Hey, the waiter gave you a look there. I had an interpretation of why he gave you a look. When you ordered Jack and Ginger, what did he say to you?
I can't remember what it is.
He thought it was weird that you got a Jack and Ginger versus a Jack and Coke. I think.
I like Jack and
Ginger. That was a weird bit he was doing.
Our guy Rodney, he was a good waiter.
He was a nice guy. Very attentive.
My head just does not feel good.
Didn't you pound? I was pounding waters, like trying to.
I didn't drink enough water. That's why I got one right here.
Yeah.
But a Bloody Mary would be good.
That will help.
Going to get the hair of the dog.
What's going on with Cake's computer? He doesn't know how to use a computer.
I don't know. I had the camera set up. My daughter hooked me up with that yesterday, and now I guess it's not working. I don't know.
What do you mean?
That's a hoopty computer. So if it's not working, I completely understand.
He's got Microsoft Edge running as his default browser. It's just so nubs.
Who uses Microsoft Edge?
This guy right here. The Wizard's good luck charm.
I think I have Edge, too.
Of course you do.
It just tells you to update. Yeah, whatever you had before. If you had Chrome or something.
What? It gets me on Global Poker, and it gets me on CBSSports.com so I can check my fantasy rankings. So other than that, I don't care.
So we're here for our holiday show. We're going to have a good time. Thank you, everybody, for coming. We have some cocktails to start the morning.
Very good.
This is insanity. What are you doing?
So this is EB. You have EB's Frosty Cheer.
All right. It's vodka.
We have individualized cocktails.
Yes. All right. What is it again?
It's vodka.
Yeah.
Duke and Dame Salted Caramel Whiskey and Bailey's. So that'll wake you up.
Oh, this looks delicious.
Cakes has a Cranberry Claws. That's a Tequila Blanco. Chambord Lemon Juice and Simple Syrup.
Hold on. Starting the day with tequila? This is insanity.
Yeah.
What are we even doing here?
You've got a little Buffalo Trace Whiskey, Frangelico, Bailey's, and Simple Syrup. That's all called the Bish's Bourbon Wonderland.
All right.
And I have the Jingle Punch.
They all look the same. They all look exactly the same. So maybe we are starting.
They all look the same.
There's no chance. It's impossible. These are four different drinks.
No, this is the Cakes drink, I believe.
Duke and Dame Salt.
Okay, whiskey.
Yeah.
So we're going to try all of them.
St. George Spice Pear, Simple Syrup, and Lemon Juice.
Hammered today.
No, once an hour. One drink an hour.
Oh, right.
Okay, that's the specialties for you.
All right, you're in charge of my car and everything.
Okay, just take a couple sips.
You got it?
Yeah, I gotta pace myself because I gotta
go home.
Just
like the 1 year we didn't have the rap deal, right? Where we had the drivers and everything. They're like, yeah, you guys will be fine. Just drink all show.
Yeah, and then just drive home.
Right. Drink all show.
Drive 45 minutes around the Beltway.
You guys will be fine.
Drive home. And then I have to go to the Caps game tonight.
Oh, man. You know what you are? Oh, bit of a donk, and you're overscheduled.
You might as well stay here.
You're overscheduled.
Honestly, you might as well stay here. Tell your family, take an Uber.
I think I'm supposed to go see Santa with the little one.
Oh, my God.
2:00. What are you
Forget
doing?
Forget Santa. Tell her she's old enough to know that Santa's BS.
You know what?
What a curmudgeon.
JP hasn't learned. Like, when we do this show, you block off the rest of Friday and possibly parts of Saturday. Like you don't do 100 things after your drinking started 6
When I left the house yesterday, my wife said, so I won't see you for 2 days. I said, pretty much.
Yeah, but he doesn't drink that much, even during the Christmas
show.
He drank that 1 year.
But if you go hard,
that was for money.
Money is on the line. if you commit yourself to this show,
no money this year.
You don't do anything after the show.
People don't know this, but there was 1 year where, because as we're getting older, it is getting harder to just pound drinks, right? You know, especially at 5 in the morning or whatever. But they know that we are just, at our core, we're white trash. So they put money out, and whoever could blow the highest blood alcohol. And, of course, JP just went hard.
This guy.
For $500.
He blew like $1 million
when
it was all done. And apparently, like I went, I think I slept on the couch for a while. Everybody, you know, we had rides and everything. Mm. JP was frozen like a dog, peeing on a fire hydrant in the studio 3 hours later on all fours. Frozen.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that. Like a human being on all fours.
He looked like he was dead.
I woke up in CK's office, our boss's office.
Hey, Bolt.
At 5 p.m.
Was it worth $500 in hindsight?
And then I drove.
I think it was more than
that. And then I drove Yeah. All the way to the casino in West Virginia that night.
Charlestown.
Again, overscheduled.
Oh, overscheduled.
Overscheduling yourself on a day where
that,
you should have
did we have dinner? We had dinner at the, what was it called? The Prime, what was it called? Prime
no, no, you guys weren't there. My wife and her sister had, I'd hooked up a whole night for them to go to a concert and dinner at Prime Rib.
Prime Rib.
I think it's called Prime Rib.
I think so.
At Hollywood Casino. And they had to bring the little one along, which was not part of the plan.
Keep talking about competing casinos while you're at MGM National Harbor. I'm sure they're happy.
It's a location.
It's a
location. Yeah,
you know what?
You're giving context.
They'll get over it.
All right, are we going to do the drink?
I already did the drink.
You got to do a cheers.
Cheers to the new year coming up. Cheers, everybody, for coming out. Thank you, guys. You guys are the best.
In the books.
Yep.
This is the Cakes Punch.
The Cakes Cranberry Claws.
It's actually really good.
Let me get this my mic out of the way.
I need my extended checkout extended.
Someone could have mine. I need a Jack. I need a Jack or a.
I think the extended checkout is still 1 p.m. That might need to be kicked down the road.
I actually have a call I got to do with somebody at 1 o'clock, like a business call. How am I going to do that?
I don't know. You know, reschedule. That's how you
I
do
can't,
it.
I don't think I can.
That's the resched.
Yeah. I like that you got the Surfside sweater.
Here's the other thing. This Surfside sweater is awesome. We love Surfside. They're the greatest. The salesperson really wanted me to wear it. And I said, you know, I'm not really a crazy, you know, what are they called? The ugly sweater guy.
Yeah,
but that's fine. I love Surfside.
Uh-huh.
This is a double XL. It's a little snug.
It fits like a schmedium.
It's a little snug.
It's like a schmedium.
It's the sweater's fault.
I think it's the sweater's fault. Just saying.
Yeah, it's cut small.
But you're
that's what I would always
you're
say.
Being a company man by way of representing.
Well, I do love them.
You
so.
Do. I know.
By the way, Jason loves money. Everybody knows that.
Well, who doesn't? Yeah.
No, but Jason only hangs out with rich people.
Yeah.
Like if you guys aren't making
rich
a lot of money, don't
friends.
Even bother saying hello to Jason.
That's not true.
And it's a shocker that last night when we're behind the scenes at the Wizards game, the guy who ends up next to the NBA commissioner is one Jason Bishop.
That's right. That is his guy. He wanted to be so close
well,
to Adam.
Well, I thought it'd be good for the show since you were right there and you took the picture. Yeah. You post it. And I just said, Adam, how you doing? My name's Jason. Adam Silver.
I don't even understand.
By the way, Adam Silver needs to eat some bolognese. He weighs about 45 pounds.
Yeah, he looks like a ghoul.
Adam Silver weighs less than 100 pounds. He looks unhealthy.
I guess he was there because the Wizards whole, like, starting the
monumental
thing.
Yeah.
I put the pictures.
He was a nice guy, though.
I put the pictures on all our social media. We're going to announce shortly how you can watch the show. I think we're trying to make sure it's 100% good to go.
Can't get cakes in.
That's fine. If I don't get video, it's all good. Life goes on.
You know
on.
What? In a worst case, couldn't you just put it on Cakes' phone? It would work. I've done it a million times.
Yeah. So we're going to announce that, but I put the pictures on social media. You can follow us at Junks Radio, Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram, also the Facebook. And I never – this is Jason Bishop. This is Adam Silver, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I put who's richer.
Right.
And a couple people said, Roger Goodell. Does he look like Roger Goodell?
No. He looks like Brad Johnson. He doesn't look like
they,
Roger
they
Goodell.
Thought I was Roger Goodell.
Somebody
he wishes he
Roger.
Wishes he had Roger Goodell's portfolio.
Roger the Dodger.
He's not that guy.
No, Adam was nice. He's a nice dude.
When you introduced yourself to him, and then you said, I'm Jason, what's the next point of conversation?
I think I told him,
Wizards suck. You said something about the Wizards.
I said, the Wizards got to get better quickly. And he goes, yeah, I agree. It was small talk. And we took a stupid picture, and then he left.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
The Hennessy Lofts were fun. Hello. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, so I highly recommend the Hennessy Lofts. What I was blown away – almost as blown away as I am by all you guys that don't have jobs. I was blown away at the number of people that were at the gym, that were at the arena for the game last night.
Yeah, there were a lot of
horrible teams.
Wizards Nation, EB. We are legion. We are strong.
I was stunned.
I was a little stunned.
People
too.
Sitting Not all good. The way up there in the worst seats in the house.
Yeah. Wizards brought
amazing.
Them out on a
amazing.
Thursday night.
But I do think that actually when you go to a game, like they have upgraded the experience quite a bit. I mean, obviously all the amenities like the Hennessy Loft, etc. But like the scoreboard looks amazing.
Yeah,
they keep adding to that. All the video features that they have and everything.
Ted's spending some cash over there, Capital One Arena.
Yeah, they need to add other features.
Yeah.
Well, they need to add like players,
like Cooper Flag. Like that's a feature they need to add.
Cakes is so into Bilal Coulibaly that
that's
when he
guy.
Had 4 points at the end of the first quarter. Case was like, he's got a pretty good line.
What did he do last night?
I think he ended with a
14.
Decent line.
Alex Saar, actually, if you looked at him, I think he finished about 19 points.
Yeah, 19. Yeah,
I think he'll be all right.
He had three blocks.
Here's the problem with their team right now. I think Malcolm Brogdon was their best player last night. He's not part of their future.
He's trade bait. But that's okay.
No, their best player.
It's all part of the plan.
Their best player last night was LaMelo.
Right. Yeah. That was the most beneficial player for the Wizards.
That was just embarrassing. Right. He didn't care. He was taking them from anywhere.
No. Well, do you think he cares? Do you think he has shot discipline?
No, he doesn't. No. But I expected better than 3-for-18.
Right.
So we're still waiting for Cakes to be. We should just, Trabby. We should just do it without Cakes. Screw Cakes.
Yeah, again, it's fine.
You know what I'm saying?
If three of the four junks are on the stream, it's all good.
Yeah.
I can sit this one out.
Yeah. They'll figure it out, I'm sure. Everybody,
not a problem.
Give a big round of applause for Timmy, our engineer. He's unbelievable. We've worked with Tim now for probably a decade.
He's a stud.
We've had so many engineers that are so bad, and he's so good. Never. I mean, literally, we never. He might have some little problem that we don't know about. We never. It never gets to the point where it affects.
And he's always
us.
Sweating. Look at his head.
Yeah.
He usually has a sweat towel near him, too. I don't see the sweat towel.
That's right.
Maybe it's over there by his equipment.
Tim's unbelievable. So thank you, Tim.
He gets on TV for all the Georgetown games.
Does he? He gets airtime? You get good airtime, Timmy? Good. He deserves it. All right. So
do we have a plan?
No. Yeah, that's the thing. I hate
Here's the plan. They didn't want to tell us, but. Like, we weren't allowed to sit in this chair because supposedly we're going to have some guests, but I don't think they want us to know who the guests are.
Surprise guests.
Yeah. What are we doing, Mar?
Well, he kind of told us earlier in the week.
Do you want me to announce it? No. Go lean over. Just do what you want to do.
You already know
who we are. You got to mute your mic.
By the way, speaking of Mike Mar.
My mic is muted.
I'm shocked that Mike Mar is up and functional and operational because I was getting intel that at the Wizards game, I think he had 6 or 8 drinks at the Wizards game, and that's not even counting what he was doing at RPM. So he was going hard. He wanted me to come smoke a heater with him in the casino after the Wiz game.
Did you do it?
No, I went straight to bed.
That's why I came
up here, went straight to bed. Entertained, playing some late-night poker. Thought better of it. Didn't do it.
I put the Amazon Prime on my phone because I haven't gotten in the habit. I was like, where's the Thursday Night Football game?
Right.
Go through all Amazon Prime.
Yeah, you old codger.
I have it muted.
It's on Prime.
All right.
I'm so bitter.
Look at him staring at it. But
freaking
he did.
Celtics.
His comeback to going hard was I went to Radford.
Yeah.
It's like, well, okay.
It prepared him for it. He's built for that sort of thing.
All right, why don't we go to break so everyone can get settled, we can get Cakes' computer going, and we can figure out what the hell we're doing for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Besides,
I think that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, I think this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're doing some drinks. And where's the Wheel of Fortune wheel or whatever?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know
if that's the thing.
Aren't the listeners going to drink, too?
Yeah, you guys are welcome to join in.
Yeah, a lot of them are like, they're recoiling.
They're
at
like,
the
are
thought
you crazy?
Of,
yeah, you guys are insanity.
Yeah.
All right, come on, let's go, Jippy.
Take another sip.
I don't really want to.
All right, we're gonna get it going. Can we announce how it's gonna be broadcast yet? They don't want us to say.
Well, it's good. Yeah. All right. Well,
they're working on it.
Yeah. When we come back from break, we'll be on YouTube on 106.7.
Okay,
on
there
the
fans, you go.
YouTube. So for people who couldn't make it out today, you can watch us on YouTube and Team 980's YouTube as well.
All right. Should mention the show is always brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We love Crop Metcalf. It's our annual holiday show live from the Sportsbook at MGM National Harbor. Come join us. Don't go anywhere.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live from the Sportsbook, MGM National Harbor, our annual holiday show. A lot of luminaries here, EB. I don't know if you're aware. If you walked by, Big John's here.
I saw Big John. How could you miss Big John?
Yeah, you can't. Peter from Burke right over there.
Peter's all dressed up.
Very good. Excellent. Richmond John and Zach Kruger hanging out over
Lots of luminaries. By the way, we have to give a shout out to, I believe, the guy who's traveled from the furthest distance, because my brain has felt that I don't remember his name. He introduced himself to us about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Drove down from New York. He's
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn in the house
Brooklyn in the house.
Representing. So we do appreciate that sort of loyalty.
Yeah, he asked us to sign the book. You know what? Still selling.
There
nice.
You go, JP.
I wasn't planning on it, but my publisher has hit me up a couple times. He was like, why aren't you promoting the book? Promote the book.
Right.
Stocking
I don't even
stuffer.
Know why he's asking me to do that, because he doesn't get any more shekels
he doesn't
from
get a,
me.
He doesn't get a cut?
But, hey, if we, I get a few shekels, I'll take it.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Hey, I got to thank the listener. Where is he? He got me a double Tito's.
Bloody Mary.
Because a single Tito's at 6:15 isn't quite enough. You got to go the double.
I also got to thank the good people at 1836. All right, 1836 is a restaurant in Lovettsville, Virginia.
All right,
so it's a little west of me. And I was there, I was probably there last fall, brought my wife and some other friends. And I think I talked about it on the air, but there was so much talent at this restaurant. And I mentioned it.
Yeah.
I mentioned it. Great burger spot.
Right.
And
were the burgers better or the talent?
The talent was probably better.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they made T-shirts because they heard me talk about it. So it said, burger and talent equals money spot.
Look at that.
They made the
that's
T-shirts.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's some marketing on the fly right there by them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
I mean, seriously, every table had like two or three just dimes.
Really? Why?
I don't know, man. Lovettsville's
just
a spot. I might have to move there. But anyway, thank you, 1836. Great people out there.
All right.
Great restaurant.
Very cool. Somebody, Carl, I think it's Carl, right? Our buddy, he has like 2,000 bobbleheads or something.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he came
2,000
up.
2,000 is a lot.
Yeah, and he came up and he asked us to sign him or whatever.
Yeah.
And was happy to do that. And he said, yeah, he says, you and, I think he said, you and Cakes were cheap.
Yes. Okay. He told me this last week.
Yeah, he said, you and Cakes were cheap. You guys were only $20.
Right.
JP and Lurch, for some reason, they were like $120.
They're going for five or six times 5X. Our amount. That's insulting.
5X.
That
yeah.
is freaking insulting.
I don't know. I guess that means maybe he got it from a separate guy.
That's downright embarrassing.
Yeah.
Have you seen a picture of his room? He
yes.
came out to Bowie
yes.
at the appearance I had on Sunday. And he's got a whole bobblehead room set up.
That is some dedication to the bobbles.
Now,
good
hold
for
on.
Him.
We need Mar. I need to. We need to sort of explain what Mar went through yesterday, because he had quite a day. Here, put on this headset. Put on the guest headset, Mar. So Mar is our. What's your technical title? Video coordinator or whatever you are.
What producer.
Are you, what do
yeah.
you are?
Video and audio producer.
All right. So he puts up all the YouTube videos. And Mar's a great kid. 25?
And you can watch us on the YouTube page right now. If you're listening and you're wondering how do you watch the annual holiday show,
right?
The 106.7 The Fan YouTube page.
Now, if Mar was with us 20, 30 years ago, he would understand. Like, we used to go out all the time. Bar crawls, ton of appearances.
It would have been a show.
Yeah.
Constantly lamenting that he missed out on
missed
the spring break parties, the
right.
summer dress,
the wild
so,
all years.
Of it.
Yeah.
So when he gets an opportunity to go out and hang and get treated nicely, he loves it.
Yeah.
So how would you describe yesterday?
Last night was a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
it was incredible. Especially, the setup at RPM. I mean,
right.
we were just getting treated like kings. And then
right. And then what did you do? How many drinks did you have? Did you pregame before you went to RPM, by the way?
A little bit, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Where, at home?
No, Drab and I.
Yeah, Drab and I? Like in a room?
Yeah, when I walked up to the room, I talked Drab into a fireball shooter. And then we came down here, we met up with some people, got a drink up at the sports book.
All right, so that's two. And then you go to RPM.
Yeah, RPM had a couple of the winter...
Winter Old Fashions.
Winter Old Fashions, yeah.
Right.
Those were a hit.
Right. Uh-huh. And then...
and then once we got to the game, just more old fashions. I mean, I told you going into the day yesterday, I was like, yo, old fashions are the play today.
Yeah.
Old fashions were the
move. And how many do you think you had? I thought at one point you said you had like five or six.
Yeah.
How are you feeling right now?
How are you functioning?
I'm feeling good. I mean, you got to think.
Well,
I'm 25.
He's 25.
Yeah. Still, it's a lot.
You eat Zins like we eat
how many
cereal.
Zins? You and Cakes kept talking about a cig, and you wanted to have a cig together.
Yeah, my Zin total, probably like eight.
Eight Zins?
Yeah, throughout the night.
That is intense,
I mean,
man.
A Zin for every old-fashioned.
All right.
I knew last
night. I would die.
Bickle.
I would literally die if that happened. Yeah.
Last night, we reached the point of the evening where Mar was kind of breaking down a little bit in the car.
He's deteriorating?
He was emotional.
Oh, really?
Talking about... He was overserved.
You saw that?
He was overserved.
That's always a good one.
He was getting emotional about his personal life.
Oh, really?
In the car.
Did you learn anything?
Is his personal life in shambles? Or
he's hurting. He's got a broken heart. I think a little bit right now.
Really?
He doesn't want to talk about it. He told us.
Chick broke your heart.
Tad.
A little bit. Yeah.
The softer side of Mike Marr.
He gave me a whole speech about how we aren't going to get in on his personal life, and he keeps that separate than the junkies. But here's what I'll give Mike props. He knows when to go to bed.
Right.
Yeah.
He knows when to go to bed and call tonight, 11 o'clock. He said pulled me aside and said, it's time. I got to get in bed.
Well done. Self-realization.
Were you guys all in the same room?
No. Okay. Somebody hooked Valdez up with an extra room. I don't know how that happened. Okay. But
I heard it was more than just an extra room. I heard Valdez is a big-timer, high roller, sweet. He's staying in a suite.
I don't know what happened.
MGM National Harbor. He's living large.
Problem is, I'm not sure if Valdez has been in the room yet.
I don't know if he has or not.
He's enjoyed it.
All I know is a nice one.
You hit the tables before, and you didn't do well. Can you take us through your 20 minutes or whatever at the blackjack table?
Take us through getting brutalized here at MGM National Harbor.
I got the luck of a homeless man at the blackjack table. I really do. I mean, I just sat down.
So you got here around 4, 4:30?
And here's the problem. The problem is people just come in and they sit for a few hands and then they'll leave. So the carts are just, they're all effed up because they'll come in, they'll play six hands. Most of the guys don't even know how to play.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So they're messing up your cards.
They're hitting 14s against a four.
Right, a bus card showing.
He's blaming
so
other
wrecked.
People already.
But anyway, no, I got bunged. Probably dropped 750.
No.
750 or 800.
That's a rough afternoon.
In like 45 minutes.
It's a good thing I came down there and got you.
You got me out of there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't hit anything.
Yeah. Couldn't tell, though. It wasn't like I've seen you way worse.
How much did you bring? I always say, like, when you used to do those trips, Jason Bishop would bring a wad of cash to the casinos.
And I applaud that because he doesn't have to go to the ATM and make the walk of shame everybody here has done at some point and go to the ATM in a casino.
He'd bring a wad of $10,000. I was like, you're ready to lose $10,000.
But that's, for a week. I mean, if I go to a casino for a week, I'm going to bring $10,000. I wouldn't bring $10,000 here for a day. Mm-hmm. I would never do that.
So how much did you bring?
I'm going to guess
2,500.
Yeah, I was going to say two or three. It's probably a good number.
Yeah.
Again, so you're just prepared for a loss.
I was prepared. I knew I was going to lose.
And I would say, it has to be in the back of your brain.
Lose.
And I would say, did you hit the tables when we got back? Here's the thing. It was a late night for Jason Bishop.
Yeah.
But I believe I parked my car. I was the Uber for the junkies.
Yeah.
I drove from.
Terrible driver, by the way. I'll just say. Just in the world.
It's world's fine,
whatever.
Yeah. Well, I missed one.
We appreciate the ride. But, man, there were a lot of backseat driving for one John Paul Flame on the way back from D.C.
That doesn't make me a terrible driver. It just makes you backseat driving.
No, this is what JP likes to do. If there's someone in the passenger seat, he likes, when he talks to them, he likes to look at them. Instead of just driving, looking at the road and talking, he likes to look at them.
He needs eye contact while he's flaming. So it's not great.
I never looked back at you, donkeys, because you guys, my seats were back like this. You guys were back.
Yeah, it's fine. We made it here, so we're good.
But it was a late night view. It was 9:30. I was parked at 9:30 at MGM National Harbor. He's like, I'm so tired.
I was tired.
That's like an hour and a half past his bedtime.
You weren't tired?
No. Oh, I was tired. I went right to my room.
Yeah.
Straight up
I think
up
I got to sleep at 10:30.
No, the junks were good. We were, like, on our best behavior. It was everybody else that was out there just going hard.
Exactly.
The Mars, the Drabbies, and everybody.
Right.
So. And Adam, where's Adam Epstein? Adam, come up here, buddy. Yeah, come on.
AWOD.
Love the luminary.
Give it up for AWOD.
I feel so bad we nicknamed this kid AWOD.
Yeah. It just haunts him now.
Simply because our previous guy, we called him EWOD.
That's right.
Because you wouldn't call him E.
Yeah.
I've never been called E, except apparently there's an uncle of his
that
used to call him E. That uncle's probably dead.
He's still alive. I own the letter E.
Okay, so Uncle Ronnie, was that it?
It was a different one.
So his uncle would call him, when we had Eric Wadden, we asked him, what do your boys call you? And he was like, E. And Eric was like, no, we can't call you E.
Became
EWOD.
And then, as a goof, we called you AWOD.
You were the son of EWOD.
That's an embarrassing name.
Yes.
That's now your radio name for the rest of your career.
It has to be. I mean, because you guys are the big sillies. I mean, look at how many people are here for the sports freaking junkie.
Have you ever had this many people from one of your shows, your remote shows?
No chance. I get like three people.
Your football spectacular or whatever you do.
No, that was silly. We had about 200 people there because Grant Danny came down.
That's solid. That works.
So how's the career? How's the career in Richmond?
It's awesome. I went to VCU, so being back there is awesome. I do the pregame and halftime and postgame show for VCU basketball, cover Virginia Tech, UVA athletics as well, but I'm doing my own show every day for 3 hours, so it's
this?
A dream, man.
Can you believe
AWOD.
This?
Big star.
Unbelievable.
He also has just amazing bookings. He books Valdez and Trav on the regular.
Yeah. I used to try to grab you guys,
right.
And then I got blown off a little bit. But
we would do it. We always said yes.
I can usually rely on you guys like once a month.
I do your show all the time. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you text me back once every six times I text you.
that's how he rolls.
So they're happy you're not –
They're happy, they're psyched, and
they're not going to get fired.
No, I mean, I actually wanted to announce this. So I do Saturdays on 106.7 The Fan, and now you can simulcast that and hear it in Richmond also.
Look at that.
So we just added, you can hear me 6 days a week now in Richmond.
The AWOD Empire expands.
Are you making any dough? Do you have any money?
A little bit, because I got a couple endorsements now.
Yeah,
Capital Ale House.
Oh, nice.
Kitchen 33. Actually, EB, let me show you something.
That's a good portfolio to start with.
I have a deal with a jewelry shop, right?
Okay.
And they said, you're buying your mom and your girlfriend too many gifts. You got to get something for yourself. So I bought myself this little
white gold
basketball thing. I'm such a sports fan.
It's called a keychain, Ricky.
Yeah.
Sports thing, this thing. It's called a keychain.
By the way, I hate to Joan, but I noticed something on Adam last night, which was shocking to me.
His breath?
Right.
He's 31 years old, 32 years old.
Yeah.
Take off your headphones for a second.
Are you going to tell me I'm balding?
No.
Okay. What?
Cakes.
Yeah.
Did you see it last night?
He has the disturbing amount of ear hair for a 31-year-old guy.
31 years old.
Yeah.
It's not for 70-year-olds.
I didn't know I had to trim my ear hairs.
Yeah. Your girl doesn't say anything? You still have a girlfriend, right?
No. She gets psyched. I mean, she thinks I have no blemishes. It's amazing. I got to stick with her.
Yeah, you do have to stick with her. That's a keeper right there.
Yeah. Just round name me.
Where did you meet Adam, where did you meet her?
At the local bar, River City Roll.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
She was hammered.
She was hammered, asked some random guy to watch her purse and while she went to the bathroom, and I did.
Yeah.
And then when she came back, I asked her to dance.
You asked her to dance?
I asked her to dance, yeah.
That's hilarious.
And it was like country music. I don't know how to dance country music. But
right. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. And then you pulled it.
I pulled it. Yeah. Asked her on a date, and the rest is history.
Mike Marr is very jealous right now. He's so insane.
But she had no idea who you were, right?
No, and she actually keeps telling me if I knew you when you were on the Junkies, there's no chance I would be with you.
Because
she sees the old videos and all that stuff.
How have you physically described her before? I forget. Is this the one that's the poor man's Megan Fox?
No. That was thick Megan Fox.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's now married and on to better things.
Tread lightly here.
Yeah. This description could doom you. No, I've said it before. She's a poor man's, but like poor man's Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful face, a great body, just a poor man's Scarlett.
You can never describe your girl as a poor anything. You know what I mean?
it's just, I'm
you gotta
learning
say
the lessons.
She looks like Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, just say Scarlett Johansson. Don't say she's a poor man.
I get sized for the poor man's.
You like that comp.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God. Does she have a job and everything? Like, she's a...
functional member of society.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she must make more than him. I mean, he's doing radio. Like, yeah. So she's definitely out-earns you.
Yeah. I mean, I wish she would pay for more dinners, but.
That's where your hookups come into play. Yeah.
No, literally, I do. I take her out to a free meal once a week.
Nice.
Because I have to, right? I mean, I'm not one of the big sillies,
yeah,
so I got to use a gift card every once in a while.
Hey,
so.
I'm not above a gift card.
Yeah.
Love gift cards. Look, you're learning from the experts. We went to RPM.
Yeah.
Valdez, I guess, took care. He's son of Angler. I called Jason Bishop the Angler like 27 years ago because the guy knows how to work angles more than anybody I know.
Yeah. Professional.
Valdez is the son of Angler, like particularly for golf.
I taught him well.
He learned how to work free golf. But last night at RPM, you know, he threw down a tip, and I was like, let me give you some cash for the tip. And he was like, no. And I was like, let me hook you.
Right, sure.
So I gave him money for the tip. But he knows the reason why he was covering it is because the next five times he goes there, he's getting hooked.
Of course. He knows.
So he has set it up.
He knows how the game works.
But, yeah, I mean, we had free RPM.
That setup was amazing.
Everything was hooked.
Yeah. I mean, the Hennessy Loft was even better than you guys described it.
It's very nice.
It's so cool.
It's a great way to watch the
and
game.
And I just loved how you get treated like you're at a five-star restaurant. They kept coming back. Are you guys all right? Are you guys all right? Can I get you anything? And the fact that the drinks were free, I mean, I took advantage of that. Mike Marr took advantage of that.
I heard. Yeah,
I mean,
you told
my goodness. He was double fisting. One of them was like Maker's Mark, and the other one was an Old Fashioned.
Sure.
Right.
He went so much harder than I did when I was that age.
Right.
Well, Adam, congratulations.
Thank you. You're thriving.
Yes.
Good job, Adam.
I think we got to go to break. For the listeners out there, we are available on the YouTube page.
Yeah.
106.7 The Fan's YouTube page. We want that thing to grow. It's our annual holiday show live from the Sportsbook, MGM National Harbor. Come down and join us.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10 glistening once again. Candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
That's our guy, Richmond John, bringing us in.
Sounds great.
And out of break.
Amazing.
Love Richmond John. Go talk to him. Super nice guy.
Book him for your holiday parties.
You know what's funny is he told me I should read his text message yesterday. So I'm having a party on New Year's.
I know you are.
Invited.
I got your invite.
Yeah. I invited Richmond John.
Decline.
I knew you weren't going to come, but I felt like I at least should send it.
I know. I got another party to go to.
Yeah, dude. You're not.
I appreciate it.
I know you don't leave Virginia very often, unless you're being paid to leave Virginia.
Unless I come here.
Yes.
Right.
But I sent it to Richmond John, not thinking he would come, too, but he's a friend of mine.
Right.
He's a friend of all of ours.
Mm-hmm, yep.
He's good to the show. And he's actually been to my place when we did the party, the book party a few years ago. So I figured I'd send it to him, not thinking that he would actually come. But I was like, you know, you should send invites to people, even if they're not going to post. And I'm trying to find the exact text. He goes, I told my wife last year that I wanted to go this year if we got the invite. So, of course, she got tickets to the Caps games that day. So the kids will be with us. Appreciate the invite, even though my wife hates me doing anything I want to do.
Very good.
Welcome to the club. All right, Chief Davis is here.
Chief Davis, Fairfax.
How are you doing, buddy?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course, as always.
So Chief Davis went to DeMatha. Yeah. Jason and Eric are class of 88. You're class of 87, right?
87.
Yes, one year old.
So let
His brother
ask you
graduated
this.
With us.
What was the boy's reputation?
Stellar.
At DeMatha.
Absolutely stellar.
No, let's be real. Because a lot of people want to know. Jason, of course, played on the basketball team.
Yeah, Morgan Wooten. Morgan Wooten. Never met a shot he didn't take.
Eric played on the tennis team.
Tennis stud. Yeah. Stud. I'm sure you emphasize stud.
Yeah.
Like in the hallways, if you walked past them, what was it like?
I mean, there's a lot of testosterone in DeMatha. We're all really, in an unhealthy way, very competitive people.
You were a football player.
Yeah. So, but that kind of puts the chip on your shoulder, being from DeMatha, being from Prince George's County. So we kind of wear that swagger. So,
and by the way, your year, the two running backs were Tyrone Jackson.
John Jeffries.
Yeah, Tyrone Jackson went to NC State, and Jeffries went to Virginia Tech. I mean,
yeah, we were number six in the country.
They were unbelievable.
I had very little to do with that, but I never left.
But
the
you
field.
Were still on it.
That's right.
You're what about Horsey? Was Horsey?
I know. We always talk about him. And I know he's listening. I want to be very kind. Yeah, great, great football player.
Hey, he made a lot of plays.
I think he's on the verge
in
of
the game against the Divas. He made a lot of plays while I was watching him.
So he was
like, "Here goes Horsey making another tackle."
So he was good against women, is what
he
you
was
saying.
Good against girls.
He had more playing time in that game than he did at the Mathematica.
Is he here? He's not here.
No.
What a great crowd! I mean, yeah, wow, a bunch of familiar faces.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah,
all right. So what are we working
on pulling them over?
Well, I'm getting over. I think. Well, I don't know if you all were body cavity searched on your way in, but what an experience!
Yeah.
This place has nothing on TSA.
They take security seriously.
Wow, they don't mess around.
So they don't care if you have a uniform or nothing. You're disarmed
and everything.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's great. They do a great job with security. They really, and they have to.
Yeah.
They have to.
So what's the hot case? What are we working on? So
What are we working on? I like how EB puts "we."
Yeah, what are we working on? We had the swinger case.
Well, we still want to talk about the.
Eric will talk about the 20 years.
The swinger case.
So there's an update with that. New charges against Brendan Banfield.
What an idiot.
Yeah, so he's been charged with child abuse and child neglect because he premeditated the murder. It was a complete setup. You'll see in the February trial, which will be live on Court TV.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
It's going to be a national case.
You guys made the prime time.
Big time. So he introduced intentionally, knowingly, willingly, all that stuff, his three-year-old daughter to a house where he knew he was going to murder two people.
Unbelievable.
So those are additional charges.
How long did he plan the murder?
If
you had to guess.
I know how long he planned it. For a significant amount of time, months.
Months?
Months.
Months.
And by planned, and you'll see, it's really planned.
Yeah. What did he do for a living?
He was a...
like a civil engineer or something?
He was a federal law enforcement officer for an agency that I'm not going to name.
Oh, that's kidding. That's spicy.
You like that one?
That's incredible. This is how stupid this man is. He's stupid and crazy.
Yeah.
All right. He set up this murder to make it look like this dude came in, right? Came into the house. Just so he could be with his au pair. Just to get a freaking divorce.
Right.
He's so stupid. I wish I could punch him in his face.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Maybe Chief Davis can arrange that.
That's
probably against the law.
If you want to be with your au pair, divorce your wife.
Yeah.
You can't.
Now he's going to be a male prostitute in the prison.
I tell people all the time, you can't explain human behavior.
So dumb.
And one still piece of lingering human behavior, and I know that's part of the show here, is drinking and driving. That's a behavior. Yeah. It's a choice you make. You got to have a game plan. Lieutenant Mark Pollard, you're going to meet him because he's going to administer the PBT test.
Oh, I didn't know we were going to.
So, good-looking guy back there. He spent half his career in motors. He's got shiny black boots on that come up to his knees, so take note of that. But he also, against my direction, shaved his mustache that I was really looking forward to you guys commenting on.
Yeah. Why do you have like the porn mustache?
It was something else. It was something to be seen, but he shaved it.
Chief, I kind of imagine though that drinking and driving has gone down with Ubers and everything else, no?
Dramatically.
Okay,
it's gone
good.
Down dramatically.
Okay, good.
That's at least good.
But you still get that case that comes up and you're like, why?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're going to ruin your life. You're going to alter the course of your family. You're going to take
a
life.
Well, you saw there was a national case of the girl. I'm sure you guys saw this. Who she killed a bride on her wedding
night.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so she killed the girl.
So sad.
And then she's going to jail for, I don't know, 20 years or whatever.
So
I mean, just awful.
Yeah. It's hard. It still happens. We should celebrate it that it doesn't happen as much as when we were all growing up.
Yeah.
And by the looks of you all, when you all were growing
up. Right.
For the most part. So it's gone down. Fatal crashes are down.
What's up? Like what kind of
distracted driving.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and it's the phones.
Yeah.
It's the phones. And it's people who, don't you look at passengers when they drive.
Right, JP.
That's a big one.
Just look at the road.
Yeah. We landed here at 9:30.
Eyes on the road.
Very important.
By the way, Cakes, as a backseat driver, I'm telling you because the seats were such on a recline for my daughter, who after swim practice falls asleep.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever. They never changed it. So I don't know that they could see the road.
Oh, I could see what was going on.
I missed one exit.
I know what was happening.
Missed
exits. There was some chicanery happening.
All right, so the swinger case we got. What else? We got anything else? We got any glamorous cases?
We had a really good year.
He's in Fairfax County.
We had a really good year.
It's a good county to be in.
It's a great place. And, I've been around the Beltway. Never regretted an experience I've had.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple Prince George's County police officer folks here that I grew up with.
Uh-huh.
Paul Mazie Jr., former goalie for DeMatha Hockey.
Oh, shout out!
Yeah, and there's a few other faces, but it's a great place. It's resourced. It's supported. I've never been in a place that thanks you as much as I've been thanked.
Yeah. Who thanks you?
Everybody.
Oh, you mean just the community?
Every time I see an officer, I'd tell him, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
You're just a kiss ass.
You don't tell the officers?
I want to thank Chief Davis for not inviting me to this year's Polar Plunge.
Yeah. Yeah. That thing was brutal.
For missing that invite. Last year, I got joned on because I jumped into the pool, which was freezing, with the clothes on. A lot of people did. Most people did. Yeah.
But it's better to just get in your bathing suit, take your shirt
off. You had
like
a full costume.
I did. Guess I don't want anybody to see with my shirt off.
At this point in time.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah,
you stay cold. The more clothes you have on you, the colder you're going to stay.
So how many, come on, how many murders in Fairfax County last year?
Last year we had 17, and this is for 1.3 million people.
Wow.
A lot of jurisdictions
would be left county. On.
And so most, that's of, those not that many.
And most no. of those are probably domestic,
So this year we have 13. Here's the thing about a murder, and no offense to my alma mater, PGPD, but you commit a murder in Fairfax County, we're going to solve it, and you're going to jail.
100%.
So we're 13 for 13 this year.
Yeah.
Probably a third of them are family members, some domestic connection.
And you pretty much can put it together right away.
Well, you know the biggest thing nowadays that detectives didn't have in my day is your life is in your cell phone.
Right.
Your digital footprint tells us where you were, when you were there,
who you talked to, who you texted.
And it doesn't matter.
What pictures you look at.
Right. It doesn't matter what you delete. It's all there.
It's all there.
Is that the main reason that you caught Banfield? Because of all the stuff on his computers and the phones?
So the digital evidence, I'll say this because the trial's coming up. Digital evidence is a big piece of this.
Well, how about just with the Ring cameras and everything that are everywhere?
Yeah. I mean, like the whole thing, where were you, Eric, last night? You could, in the old days, you could make something up and have an alibi.
Yeah.
But your alibi now is your cell phone.
He was watching the Wizards win last night. That's where this guy was.
Here's an important question, Chief Davis, and this is the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka.
Nice way to work
Maryland
it in.
Made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. There it is. Eagles or Commanders on Sunday?
Commanders.
Without hesitation.
Why?
Only 45% voting there. You can vote at Junks Radio.
Like Eric Bickle, I can never pick against them. I feel like that's disrespectful.
And you know how to play in the crowd. You're playing in the crowd.
I can pick against them.
I'd imagine you're picking against them today.
No, he
flip-flopped.
Going with the heart this week.
He flip-flopped.
Oh, really?
Did you see Brock Purdy bought all 10, the starters and the backup on his offensive line, bought them all?
Toyotas. I'm sure he's not sponsored.
No, of course not.
It's called a hook job if I've ever seen one.
Yeah. That's a great one, though.
That's like me buying you a drink here.
Yeah, this is coffee, by the way.
Yes, exactly.
Cool. Not Chief Davis, man.
It's always awesome.
Thank you, Chief.
And have fun with Lieutenant Pollard.
Chief Davis, we're going to be taking breathalyzers. By the way, I think I'm the only one that finished the cakes drink.
Yeah, you're way ahead of us, JP. You're lapping the competition.
You can win.
Join FCPD.org. If anyone wants to approach me and put their name in the hat, as long as you pass your background.
Yeah.
I'll get you in the March class, and you can pick which district station you want to go to.
But that offer is only
good for 10 more minutes.
Oh, really?
There you go.
Yeah, but I mean, this pool's a little bit advanced in years.
Are you right?
It doesn't matter.
Do you have a numbers problem?
Policing has a challenge with recruiting. We're doing better than most.
Yeah.
But we're still, challenged always with getting people interested in policing.
Right, yeah. Right.
Hey, maybe I'll pick up a side gig.
Yeah.
Get a cop pension.
When you guys are done, you come on over.
All right.
Cop pension. Fairfax County Police Chief
Kevin Davis. Thanks a lot for joining us. As always, it's our annual holiday show live from the Sportsbook, MGM National Harbor. We'll be back with more.